I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a Frank podcast.
The volume of my lovely co-star down a little bit, please.
I like this too, by the way, Jake. I like the new images. For those of you that are watching on YouTube, the full episode's available there, Wellington Paranormal Pod or some variation of that. We've got a new little Humai up here, a new little image on the screen. It's got the fog that rolls through it.
The rolling mist.
The rolling mists.
Who made that? Where'd we get that?
Well, Jake made it. He's flash, man. Jake, he's always at it. There's a few stars in the sky there as well.
I just thought that was your duty screen.
Duty screen, yeah. No, she's quite fancy. G'day, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, very well. Yourself, Mike?
Going pretty grouse, thanks. I'm actually pretty...
Grouse. Yeah, nice one.
I'm actually excited about tomorrow because you and I and my wife...
Yes.
We're going to go and see a movie, innit?
Yes, we are. We're going to the premiere of what I think is going to be an amazing film.
I'm quite excited about it.
I'm pumped.
I was not excited. So the movie is called The Mountain, and it's directed by Rachel House.
And written by her too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
And produced by Desiree Armstrong, who also was a producer on the first season of Wellington Paranormal.
She's one of the most amazing people in the universe.
Yeah, and as a human and also as a producer, she rules. Love her. So that's what I'm most excited about, is going out and hanging out with her, hopefully afterwards, for a period of hours.
Well, the good thing is that Potty Jake told me that it was at 2:30. I was going to go in the evening.
Yeah. No, I told you that. And Potty Jake did agree.
But, sorry. Well, someone told me, which is good because I hadn't looked at the time.
No, I thought it was, odd as well. But as you say, it's got kids in it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so that's going to be good to go to that. Got to get a babysitter. It's quite a long time, isn't it? 1:30 till going to be home by 8 or 8:30 or something.
Well, who are you going to get?
A mate's daughter. She's 14. She's awesome.
Yep.
Pricey, not cheap. You add in.
Or do you pay living wage?
Oh, to a 14-year-old?
Yeah.
It's about $2. It's not even that, actually, because their living wage is zero because their parents pay for everything. No, I don't pay living wage to a 14-year-old. And actually, I don't think you should pay living wage.
What do you pay them, $15 an hour?
No, $20.
That's good.
Which is essentially living wage excluding tax.
Yeah.
So I'm just dodging the tax, man. Come and fucking get me, Luxon. I'll smash you.
That's a challenge we're putting out to Christopher Luxon, if you're listening.
But I think that, I think $20 is
That is reasonable, considering it's a cash job and they can eat all your food and look through all your drawers and stuff.
I know, that's right. I put all sorts of different surprises in there.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Horrified they are by the time they get home. so I am looking forward to that. The Mountain, it's called. And as I say, I wasn't super excited about it. Like my kind of films are sort of, men being violent generally is what it is for some reason. That's what I'm attracted to. Like a Goodfellas or Pulp Fiction or Reservoir Dogs or Fight Club or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But even James Bond, I love a Bond movie.
Violence and men,
it. Yeah, I love men.
Yeah.
Always have. And this is not that, but it looks like a bit of a coming of age story.
Yeah, but also I just think it'll be very inspiring, but also very funny.
Yes, I think it will. Well, I saw they had the premiere in New Plymouth.
Yes.
And the after the screening, the entire audience, and they had a balcony up the top as well, erupted into waiata, which was, yeah, haven't seen that before. Everybody on their feet doing it.
And that's pretty special.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought we could do that. Like, we could start that. So
the Waiata?
The Waiata. It's at Sylvia Park, the screening, which is, you know, I don't know how many people's spiritual homes it is. Yeah, it's a mall.
Yeah.
And you and I could break out into...
What Waiata do you know quite well?
Blue Eyes. What do you like that one? Bonnie Tyler.
Total Eclipse of the Heart. I was thinking more of an actual Waiata.
Oh, like, yeah,
so
sure.
A Māori song.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah.
But all of the words... Not many.
Pretty
and I'm pretty bad. I've got a scrub.
You hum it, I'll sing it. 20 years as an early childhood teacher, I've got a few.
Yeah, true. You must have some.
Yeah. Surely you know Tūturamainga Iwi. Everyone.
Yeah, Tūturamainga Iwi. There's another.
Poye. We could do Poye.
That guy's a tune. That is a tune, man.
Yeah.
God. Anyway, that's going to be. I'm excited about that. What are you wearing?
Well, seeing as it's
smart
in the afternoon.
Casual, they said.
Yeah, good. Well, that's lucky because I'm going to wear some casually smart. I don't know. Maybe is it going to be hot tomorrow? I never know. You never know.
There's been a real turn, and it is certainly cooled off. It's cold in the morning. I had to put the heater on this morning for the first time.
Yeah.
So I wasn't thrilled about that. But I like winter because you get to wear all your winter clothes.
Yes.
My favourite season is summer, but my favourite clothes are winter.
So a bit of a contradiction there.
It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love summer, but I don't like how I look. Tomorrow it's going to be raining. Rain arrives in the morning, possibly heavy, turning to showers in the afternoon before easing in the evening.
And that's the weather forecast for tomorrow for those of you in Tamaki Makaurau.
Otherwise known as 3 months ago for most
of you. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. They're not going to hear this in time to know what to wear.
There's no chance whatsoever. Just asking Potty Jake to stick the old timer on there so I know what I'm about. Well, we're moving into season two. Hey, that was close.
Okay.
Where are we? What are we doing? What is this?
Oh, what are we actually doing? Well, welcome to yet another fantastic episode of Wellington Paranormal, the podcast. I'm Karen O'Leary.
And I'm Mike Minogue.
And we're so happy to have you here listening to us.
God, are we what? And this is the first episode of season two that we're going to be doing a sort of a yarn about today. Taniwha.
Yes, that was the first episode of season two. Just quickly going back to the fact that it's season two.
Yes.
Can you remember, or you seem like the kind of person that's done the research.
Oh, God.
How long after the end of season one did we do season two?
Yeah.
And did we know straight away we were going to do another season, or were we just like, hopefully that goes down well?
This is all interesting stuff, isn't it?
Would be if we knew the answers.
Yeah. I remember, I guess what we haven't spoken about is how well received season one was.
Mm.
What was your recollection of that?
That it was surprisingly well received, and that everyone thought it was actually really good.
It seemed to be.
It got good reviews in the newspapers.
It did. The spin-off, etc.
James Crute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know James Crute. Well, I know.
Yeah, we went and talked to him. Remember?
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Where was that?
In the TV, the building with. TVNZ building.
Oh.
We met him in that foyer, in that cafe bit where the big lotto balls are.
Did we? Because my memory of that was it was the guy that worked for the Herald whose name is.
Oh, yeah, it's not James Crute, it's Carl Pushfeld.
Carl Pushman.
Yep.
Yep, that's him. Yep.
Right, so both of them, lovely guys.
Lovely
Don't
guys.
Know if James Crute ever gave us
but
a
we
nice
also
review,
met
but.
Another guy in. He interviewed us in Manners Mall, not Manners Mall, Cuba Mall.
Just like on the street.
Yeah, while we were shooting, and I can almost remember what episode it was, Where's Wally episode, I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, one of those ones where they come out and they're on the scene with him, blah, blah,
oh, yeah,
blah.
That was, but it was only when you were doing your bits. I wasn't in that.
Oh, yeah, you get another
remember?
Day off for you. I had my mum there that night.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. She had a beanie on like Where's Wally. She was loving it. Yeah, but I guess it was, it was popular. I don't remember.
Again,
but from our memories, like from your memory, what do you remember about it? I know that it was well received. I know that it went really well. We've spoken about it before, like Twitter was alight. It trended number one every time an episode came out.
Yep.
It was like I remember having a lot of messages.
Yes.
Like from Matt Heath, for example, would text me about it, about how much his boys loved it, who were sort of, 8 years old, sort of that sort of area. And they would watch it and then they'd say, let's watch another episode.
Yeah.
And he would say, no, you can't. It's only on once a week. And they're like, what?
Every Wednesday. You've got to wait for next Wednesday.
It's next Wednesday. And so that was the only time that they'd had an interaction with the way that we used to watch TV. They never knew that that existed before. Everything else was you watch as much as you want, whenever you want. So that was quite cool because it became appointment viewing.
Yeah. And I think as well, obviously, after season one, that was the first time I ever been stopped in a supermarket.
Right.
Because someone was saying, I've watched you on the TV.
Yeah.
And I found that hilarious.
Yeah.
And I still do find it quite funny.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's nice. And everybody's always nice. The people that like us, certainly for me, but across everything that we've done. So for you, Paddy Gower, and you know everything, and for me, the radio stuff, everybody is always so nice.
Yeah.
I was down in Wellington last week and I ran into a dude at Southern Cross Bar.
Mm.
And that's the first time I've come across someone.
He wasn't nice.
But it was only because he was completely wankered drunk.
So what did he do?
Oh, he just stopped and he grabbed my – he was still being technically nice.
But just being –
But he grabbed my arm and was like, oh, no, you can't go, you're back, mate. And just like literally grabbed – but quite strongly, firmly grabbed my arm to the point where I yanked my arm away and pushed past him. Yeah. So but he was – if he was sober, he would have been lovely.
Yes.
And then the next time I came in, this is like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, mind you. he was probably about 25. When I came back in again, he was asleep on the bar standing up.
Well, there you go. I'm sure that ends well.
but other than that, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And that's not a super bad experience.
So I guess, it would be good. I feel like, Jake, you could find out very quickly when the first season finished airing in New Zealand on TVNZ.
Yeah. Yeah, have a Google, Jake. So here you go. But yeah, I don't. It's funny, isn't it? These are the sorts of things that you think you would remember, but I don't remember. For example, I don't remember watching the first episode or where I was or who I was with because I imagine I was quite excited. Did we watch it together? We should have.
Yeah, we should have.
I wonder if we were at Moa Point, if I was living at Moa Point.
We did watch something there together in your little upstairs thing.
Yeah,
Yes, we did, because Paul Yates came over.
Oh, did he?
Remember, and we actually, I think he showed it to us before it was on TV.
Oh, now he did.
Yeah.
Now I didn't like that. So he sent them all through. You watched them all. We had a link to the whole series.
Yeah.
You watched them all. I watched one, and I was like, nah.
Yeah, but I remember watching that first one with you and being in tears of laughter thinking, oh, my gosh, we're on a TV show. It's actually really funny.
Yeah.
Because when I was making it, I had no idea how it turns into an actual TV show.
Yeah, of course.
I just remember thinking, this is going to be so lame. Like, yeah.
Yeah, Jermaine's made a mistake. But, yeah, I should really keep a journal of some description as Potty Jake raises his hand. We'll call on you when we're ready, Jake. Go on, Jake. August 2018 was the final episode was aired.
Did we shoot the next ones? Did we ever do that? Did we ever do a winter? We did that one because we were waiting for someone. Did we do one in winter, remember?
We did.
May-y.
We did because, well, you can see that in season two because it is winter.
Yes, and that's when we're in.
Well, I tell you what. Rather than embarrass ourselves, why don't we assess this episode?
Yes.
This episode, and then I'll do some research about when it came out.
And we can talk about that again properly.
Yeah. Rather than literally asking the questions.
So.
Shocking.
Episode one of season two.
Yes.
The Taniwha.
Now, which order did we shoot it in?
We didn't shoot Taniwha first. Because there was a bit of, I always remember it's that discussion of which one, what the order is going to be and how they decide the order of the eps.
Yeah. Now, weirdly, I can remember the order that we filmed on the first season.
Yes.
And I can't remember the order we filmed on the second season. But also we shot 13 episodes in season two and it got broken up. I think the shooting got broken up possibly before and after Christmas, but no, that's not right. But certainly we had, because it all got funded.
Yes.
And one big lot. And it was 13 episodes, which was two episodes of six plus a Christmas special. All got funded in one hit.
Again.
No recollection.
Nah.
Nah.
But, well, I know we didn't do Taniwha first. What did we do first?
No idea. No, don't ask me. No idea. Absolutely none. What will help me is remembering where I was staying because had I moved to Auckland at that point? Yeah, see, I'm asking you.
No, you weren't, because when we were doing the when we were doing Mount Vic Hooters, you were staying in town.
Ah. Well, if I was staying in town, then I must have.
No, because you couldn't stay at your Miramar house because you couldn't get any, because you didn't have a little baby?
No, not yet. Not until season three or something.
Pregnant. Well, look, see, look, we don't, you don't see, even know is, when your child was born.
No, well, I absolutely do. That was 2019. So.
Yeah, which is when we were filming season two.
Yeah, maybe it was. Yeah. Did we do two more
and
seasons?
And you were moving out.
Oh, because that was season two and three, and then we only did one more. Yeah. There we go. Look at this. You came here for all the facts. Jesus.
Anyway, should we just talk about the episode? Because I feel like we know how to talk about that. Because we were in it.
We were. Now, I was watching this on TVNZ On Demand last night, and actually we should talk to them.
TVNZ?
Yeah, leave that with me.
Okay.
And I was watching, they've got behind-the-scenes stuff, and there's an interview with you, and there's an interview with me, and you know, individually, and there's an interview with Mark. Look at your face. No idea. Look at this. I love it.
Yeah, I do.
You'll remember when you see it. But they asked me, your conversation was different, but I said that Taniwha was my favourite episode, which I'm glad, because with the last episode of this podcast that we did, we were asked in a fan questions which one was our favourite, and I said Taniwha. Yep. So I'm glad that's still true, and I'm shocked it's still true. but I think it is the, out of all of the episodes across all seasons, I think it is the best advertisement for Wellington. How do you feel about that? Do you have a feeling about that?
Yeah. I think there's other ones that would parallel.
Yeah, go on.
I think even there's other iconic things. Like I think the bird woman in season four.
Yeah. But that was all at night.
Well, it's still Wellington at nighttime.
Oh, no, 100%. It is that. Yeah. But what I like, I guess, for me, what I like about the Taniwha one is I don't think that you will not see a better sunset in the world than in Wellington in winter. Unbelievable sunsets, fire red skies. And then it was also during the day as well, beautiful blue skies, even though we know it was freezing cold. And then at the end when we're on an Oriental Parade on the beach and you see all of the city from Oriental Parade, but it's not blowing a gale or pissing down.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of almost not necessarily a really true reflection of Wellington.
Oh, no. God, no. Terrible.
Yeah, which is why I was going for like, you know.
Well, if you want reality, yeah, sure. Yeah,
the cable cast that exists. And that's the thing.
Yeah, that's right. But, yeah, I think it's a beautifully shot episode. Yeah,
that coastline Bevan Carruthers. Past Eastbourne is quite beautiful.
Oh, it's stunning. Bevan Carruthers did an incredible job there. Good on you, mate.
He always did.
He always did, didn't he? Just
always. A
cheerful man he was as well. Now, we should also say that this episode
was written by
Nick Ward. Story by Amanda Allison, Paul Yates, Melanie Bracewell, and Corey Gonzalez McCure. Directed by Dean Hewison. And our guest stars were Byron Cole as Unhelpful Fisherman.
He was brilliant.
He's very funny.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me that he would have been one of the very few actors that was cast outside of Auckland. Hey.
Yeah. Is he Wellington based?
No. No, he's not.
I mean, he was cast from Auckland. He came down because he was that good. Yeah.
It took a while for that to start happening, I think.
Yeah.
But he is. He's in everything, that guy. He's bloody funny. Clark Gayford is Clark Gayford.
That was a bit of a coup.
That was a bit of a coup. Not sure how that happened. I guess Jermaine probably knows him. Actually, he's got an agent. That's how it happened.
Yeah. He's on the TV.
Yeah, that's how it'll happen. Oh, well, what are your general thoughts?
On the whole episode?
Yeah.
I thought it was good. I really liked the fact that obviously it was talking about Māori myths. Mm. I thought that was really good, and I thought there was a lot of Māori language in it as well, which I think people did, like people, you know, that made the show were wondering about how that would be received and were wary of like a backlash because, I mean, if you look at what's happening in the country at the moment in terms of people speaking Te Reo Māori, then there are a lot of idiots in our country who are just stupid and don't understand the value. So I thought the fact that we could use a prime time television show to showcase that language, I thought was excellent.
Yes,
and obviously
I agree.
We're lucky that we had Maka, who's just brilliant.
Yeah, and fluent and amazing. And I would say, I think a few spoil it for the majority when it comes to today.
Yeah, they're things very that are loud though.
Moment. Oh, yeah, 100% they are. They're holding the, they're holding the megaphone and the microphone, and they won't let anyone grab it. But I think by and large we go pretty good. And but that doesn't make me happy.
And obviously as well that the myth that was talked about too, the taniwha, singakan for tai tai.
Yes.
That was my primary school's, like that was the story of our primary school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, our emblem was ngake.
Hey.
So we had ngake and whetaito as our school thing. Yeah,
and,
Central.
And I will say that as well. I completely agree. Like having what I liked about it was there was more and more of that as the show went on with Te Reo and Tikanga Māori. And it was dealt with in a way where it was just completely normal.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, hey, here we are, we're doing this thing. It wasn't shoehorned in. It was just a part of the story. And it's so awesome.
And it didn't come at the expense of comedy. Like, we could, you know, like when we were talking about, like, I love the bit when we're in the boat and he tells the story and he's like, and that became a tai tai. And it's like, one of his most sought after subs. Yeah, it's a good bakery there. You know, it's like, it's still like the
That's right. Yeah. And it's just playing up against that, oh, you know, that storytelling way and taking the piss out of it. It was, No, it was awesome. And that marker was great. So on that boat.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And you'll remember now because you've seen Jaws, but that story, that horror storytelling that that guy does on that boat, which is a famous speech, but that I do one, which takes the piss out of Captain Quinn's hook. And then
he was a really nice man.
And then Marker does his one as well, and then Captain Quinn talks about he's seen some horrors out in the sea.
He's seen, no, he's like, I've seen some things.
Yeah.
Saw a dolphin one.
Sort of a bit of fecal matter floating past the
Well, mouth. This is obviously, remember, at this point, you were all in hysterics.
That's right. Yeah, we're done. Yeah, there's so many great scenes in it. But, yeah, that was – so that's Jason Hoyt. Now, Jason Hoyt played Captain Quinn, and he – the police boat officer.
Captain. The captain.
Yeah. And he was in – well, he's a comedian, so he goes miles back. So he used to have a comedy duo with Johnny Bruff. Johnny Bruff, of course, from What We Do in the Shadows, and that was called Sugar and Spice. They were together for years, and they won the Billy T Award, New Zealand's premier comedy award back in the day. And he was also in What We Do in the Shadows at the end, and I've always found him unrecognisable.
Was he at the Masquerade Ball?
He was hosting the Masquerade Ball of thing. And then since then, I've worked with him. I think that was the first time we'd met him, right? I don't think I'd met him before.
No, I'd met him.
And then from there, I ended up doing the cricket commentary with him with the ACC and now do a radio show with him. But back then, he was just sort of, he just did it because he's in a billion things. And then he'd, in between takes, he'd just go and smoke cigarettes by himself on the beach. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
But that was I was crying laughing. I'd love to be able to get the outtakes.
Oh, I don't know where they are.
Nah. Well, we don't know much.
We don't need, no. But we know we love
but
each
But somewhere
other.
There's hard drives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's hard drives that have got all that good stuff.
What about,
on
are there
it.
Any floppy disks?
Probably.
But why were the floppy disks after the actual floppy disks still called floppy disks when they were actually hard disks?
Now, were they?
The little plastic ones, they were still called floppy disks. They're not floppy at all.
Can you find that out?
You can't floppy those around anywhere, but those other ones you can just smack someone in the face.
Nothing floppy about them.
Yeah.
Glad they're gone. Monaghan O'Leary are called to investigate a string of disappearances, including the Prime Minister's fiancée, around Wellington Harbour. Eh? 7.7 stars on IMDb there.
Is that good?
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. Yes, and yeah, lots of old mate Sainzo.
Yep.
In this episode, including his singing performance, which I thought was stellar. Really beautiful.
I love that whole bit when they were in the back of the police car and we were driving, they were getting that ridiculous big map out. And
This is where it is. I did really note there's been some conjecture previously, mainly from me, about what season my hair went jet black.
Yeah.
It was absolutely season two.
Yes. It went jet black and it was almost like the quiffed the middle bit higher.
I know.
Yeah.
Some of the angle out the gate.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I was watching it and I was just thinking, and excuse my language here, if you've got kids around, just turn it down. Singing, he really is a gormless looking fucker, isn't he? Oh, Minogue.
Well.
And I know that's me.
Yeah, but it's not because you're acting.
Yeah, I'm pretending. But God almighty, sometimes I'm like, Jesus, look at this prick.
But that's why you're so good, because your face is so good at doing that.
Hanging open. But yeah, God, the hair was just out the gate. But lols.
And I thought that the paranormal office stuff was funny in this one as well, as it often is.
Now, but remind me of that.
Just when you're saying, you know, there's been reports of these, you know, the missing Fisher people, whatever. And then he's like, one of them is, you know, closely associated with a government official. And you said the Prime Minister's fiance. And he's like, yes, that's right. Great police work. You know, like, yeah, just says here. And I said, you put two and two together. He's like, yeah, good police work. And then you go on to say, fishmen and fishwomen.
What?
Remember that? I said, no, you know, you're undoing your good police work, Minogue. It was fishermen and fisherwomen.
Oh, that's right.
And you're, oh, yeah, that's heaps better. Fishmen and fishwomen.
Yeah. Was that an improv? Fishmen.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was some good improv actually across the whole episode, wasn't there?
Again, it's that tricky thing of not being able to remember what is improv and what's not. We should do another one of those at some stage.
We should do some reads. I'm going to read those scripts again. And I'm meant to be side by side reading them, but yeah. Anyway,
I can do that. I've got a heap of time on my hands.
That's true. Another improv line was when – we should talk about Clark Gayford.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Clark Gayford?
Yes.
An absolutely stellar job. I thought he did, and people might be surprised to learn that was a set that Rock set, the cave. Once you're in there and you saw all those people sort of stuck to the walls, that was a polystyrene set out at Avalon Studios.
Which had been used previously for another thing.
It had, that's right. Yeah. It was bought from other films and then was sold on Trade Me for $1 so that it didn't go into
landfill,
yeah.
I almost bought it.
That would have been a great purchase.
I know, but where was I going to put it, you know?
Like, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I'll give you $1.50. you don't need that. You don't need that. But he was a hell of a trooper, wasn't he? Because he was there for hours.
Stuck in that sticky, gross seaweed, having to have slime poured on him.
Yep.
Didn't complain, not once.
Not once, and it was cold, slimy stuff.
Yeah.
And it was literally for hours and hours and hours, and he was...
And he got to say, like, basically, you know, two lines or whatever it was.
That's right. I'm not entirely sure why it took so long, but these things tend to take time, but you always feel so bad, are you? Like, oh, God. Sorry,
not for the like for
so
the general extras. They love it.
Oh. Yeah, they love it. Absolutely they do. But what have I got here? I also found something when I was having a little look at this last night, and let's see if I can spot it. It's right here. It's an article in stuff.co.nz. Clark Gayford makes cameo appearance on Wellington Paranormal.
Yeah.
How exciting is that? Sort of bangs on a bit. But then the first person they talk to is you. Actor Karen O'Leary, who plays Officer O'Leary on the show, said Gayford had a pretty rough gig while filming his part. We just had to wear our police uniforms and look all nice and polished, but poor old Clark Gayford was covered in all sorts of weird goo stuff.
Ah, there you go.
He had all this seaweed wrapped around him, tied to this pretend wall with all this gross slime all over him. You can tell a story, man. But he was such a good sport. It takes longer than you think to get a little bit of footage, so it certainly wasn't a short shoot, and I'm sure he is quite a busy person. So for him to be happily stuck in a wall talking rubbish with me and Mike Minogue was beyond the call of duty.
There you
okay?
go.
No, you're not finished.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
Being such a keen fisher person, there really wasn't anyone better for the job. O'Leary said Gayford was also very funny.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I really hope there's a blooper reel. He said some very incredibly funny things. For me personally, it just goes to show as well that him and also our Prime Minister are good, down-to-earth New Zealand people who care about being part of good stuff like Wellington Paranormal. She told Stuff, look at you flying the fucking flag, you lefty.
I stand by all of those comments.
Nobody asked me shit about it, from what I can tell. But, ooh, she's a long article. So well, that's pretty.
Like I said, it was a bit of a coup, wasn't it?
Well, I think that goes back to what we were babbling on about at the start, and that is that it had had an impact, hadn't it? The first series had had an impact where
it was like this.
Everybody seemed to be on board
and
with
it. And it was a kind of a feel-good feeling, I think.
It was.
You know, it was like, oh, there's this really nice, fun, funny little show that lots of people can watch, that our kids can watch, that old people will watch, that anyone can watch.
That's right.
And so I think it brought people together.
That's right. And also we'd sort of started to get, because that's where we met Jacinda, was we had done some speaking gigs around the joint.
We were emceeing music
stuff.
Awards.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, I guess things had picked up. Imagine if you had a memory. How good would that be? but I thought that was a lovely article. I just had to chuck that in there.
Yeah,
I like the bickering. Oh, also when we're in that cave, when we're going into the cave, I like you and me bickering because I had to go for a swim in ocean. I forgot about that.
Let's talk about that because that was you going above and beyond the call of duty.
Well, can I just say that I think it's weird. If I did that now, there is a weird thing around the acting stuff, right, where everybody, they mollycoddle you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, make sure you've got towels and whereas if you're just there by yourself, you wouldn't care and you just do it. But they're like, towels, make sure you don't die and all that sort of stuff. Whereas I think if I was doing it now, it would be a lot less of a fuss. But they like making a fuss.
Yeah, it gives people something to do.
It does give them something to do as well, which is nice to be taken care of.
Yeah.
But that was the middle of winter, wasn't it? And it was
one of the worst days. It was like
she was a cold bastard.
Because obviously there's that. Because you ran off when we were in. It was looked sunny.
Yeah.
And then you run. There's a cut there because we were in a completely different part of the beach.
That's right.
Because we all of a sudden we were down by that at the other end. It was real stormy.
That's right. We had to go down so by where our base was, our location base.
Yeah.
In and out, and it was funny. That was funny.
Stupid, and you had to button your shirt up because you had your secret things underneath.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So
that's where you had your top button.
That's right. She was right up.
Yeah.
But all of that yarn on the beach was really funny. And then just getting the arm and then getting picked up, holding the severed arm and using that hand to pull you up. It was pretty, it was
just even the chat when you were like, so if you have lost an arm, like, we're just going to touch. It's like, we're not even going to just.
That's right. And also.
And you're like, we might be able to exchange it. And I'm like, no, we'll just give you your arm.
Yeah, if you can prove it's yours. it was pretty good. And then I had to give you the taser to go into the water.
You threw it at me. Yeah.
And then when we're going into the cave, you and I are just bickering with each other. And I'm saying, give it back.
You
know, you gave it to me. No, to hold on to. Just that sort of shit.
We're going to find a big tiny fab.
That's right.
Even when you ran into the water, it's like, give it, no, the taser. Chat with Byron and when he was stuck in the thing was very funny too.
Byron's
stuck
in the wall.
That was all
funny,
that was all improv. And
it was.
Because that bit when you said,
she's too good for you.
You made that up.
I was happy with that. Not him, it's him. Oh, yeah, that's a bit of fun. There was some good. And then obviously your line. Because I'd forgotten quite a lot of it. I haven't seen this for a long time. And I'd forgotten about him walking out with his arm had been bitten
off.
And
bullshit.
And the tiny fast coming. Then he gets eaten and it's just his feet left in the gumboots. And then, you saying we're going to need a bigger chili bin, which is just a gold line.
Which
and you don't get long on it. That's what I love about this show. Yeah. It's just like, there's no like, time spent. Yeah. There is sometimes, actually, I was going to say nobody's winking at the camera, but sometimes we almost literally do wink at the camera. But, yeah, you're just moving on. I think it does reward repeat viewings.
Yes,
because
there's
heaps of shit you miss. And then at the end, the beholding.
Yeah, I loved that, but again, that was made up.
That was made up. She beholding it.
I wouldn't be holding that.
And that was a skeleton crew, and that was right at the end.
Yeah, because why was that?
And well, I think because everyone wrapped out at Avalon, and we just had to do the last little. Yeah, so there's bugger all of us that went in to shoot that, and I remember that Marker was the last setup, and we're like, "See you, bye." And it was always a treat when we wrapped in town.
It was. And also if we ever wrap before the end.
Yes.
But that was often you, not me. Wait till we get to Mount Vancouver's when we had that little row when we were waiting to go into the tunnel.
I can't remember that one.
Oh, I do.
Oh.
It was only like a little
tiff. I only remember one.
No, not that one. Yeah. That was our proper bad one. Oh, gosh, that one's all bad. That'll make me upset.
I know.
But you can see it. It's so obvious. It's
like, and that should be a really fond memory for me, that episode, which we're going to get to. This is teasing me and O'Leary having an actual argument that carried on overnight.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's making me tear up.
It was so petty. I know, same. I don't like it. We're
not going to talk about that episode.
It is actually making me tear up.
I know, shush, same. Anyways, we got to the end and
the tunny fair. So that was actually also we'd got some more money for the series as well.
Yes,
Because you could see that when you have a tunny fair looking through the window into the boat, and then also the tunny fair at the end making love.
Yeah,
I mean it's pretty hard out. Oh, and also another episode where we didn't solve it.
Nothing solved. Well, we said that. We thought they were going to come and eat everyone in the town. They didn't.
No,
so
that's
that
right.
Was, like we felt happy.
Yeah, they were all good. We didn't. And then we watched, because I watched the next one that we're going to do, which you know.
Yes.
And we didn't solve that one either.
No. So I think we're still on zero solvings,
which I really hope so bad that they don't change that. I just can't remember, even though I was in all of them.
Yeah. Where you got to go?
I've got to go and view
Supermarket.
A school.
Oh, go and view a school.
Yeah, for my kid, which is quite exciting. My wife has been.
Do you want
there.
Me to come?
I don't think so, but you can.
I used to be a teacher.
Sure.
I know heaps about schools.
Yeah.
I'll be able to
No,
tell
you'll
straight
bag
from...
it. This is our last chance.
Oh, okay.
This has got to be a yes. I don't want you picking holes in it. Because the last one I was like, oh, this is all good. And my wife's like, nah, this and this. I was like, oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
What I'll say is don't look at any things. Look at people and talk to people.
Oh, yeah, good. I like that.
It doesn't matter at all what the bloody school looks like.
Nah, nice. I like that. That's good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, so that's it for another episode of Wellington Paranormal,
the podcast.
Just wrapping it up here. What can I say? I can say that your socials are Instagram.
Yep, Karen O'Leary NZ.
Yep, mine are Mr. Mike Minogue. I do a radio show, Hodaki Big Show. And the socials for Wellington Paranormal. And you should, if you're not following it, you should be.
Oh, it's a no-brainer.
Oh, my God. If you go on Instagram, you look for Wellington Paranormal Podcast, blow your mind. Completely different content over on TikTok, Wellington Paranormal Pod. Utterly different. And then if you go on YouTube, you can watch these four episodes, Wellington Paranormal, the podcast. We've got a TV with our logo on it.
Yeah.
There's posters. There's all sorts of memorabilia.
I'm going to bring some next time.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I've got some secret
what
things.
What stuff have you got? You got cool stuff?
I've got photos. I've got one of those trophies I'm going to bring.
Oh, yeah. This would be a good place for your trophy.
And
yes.
I'm sick of looking at it in my house now.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah. Where have you got it at home, by the way?
Under my pillow.
Under your pillow?
No.
Truth. Well, that's a good place.
No, it's on my, I don't know, it's on the little, my drawers.
This podcast is recorded at Frank Studios in Ponsonby, Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. If you'd like to rent the studio, you can. How good is that? You could
that's
be in
so
the
good.
Same room that we've been in.
Yeah.
Whoa. by getting in touch with us over email at mike@frankmanagement.nz. Wellington Paranormal, the podcast, is also brought to you by B2B Speakers, the corporate speakers company that brings the guests you hear on the hugely popular New Zealand podcast Between Two Beers to your event as an MC or speaker. You can choose from well-known champions like Kieran Reid, Raylene Castle, Lee Hart and Hayley Holt and Mike Minogue. Actually, I can't believe they haven't got that in there. That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And apparently Karen O'Leary is going to be on there soon.
That's not apparently, that's for sure.
Yep. And also there's low-key legends like Dave Wood, Dave Latelli, Miyamoto, Chelsea Lane, and a whole lot more. If you've been blown away by any of the stories you've heard on that podcast, and you will have been if you have heard their podcast, you can now share that inspiration with those you work with, or you might just want a funny bugger for your awards night. No matter what you need, B2B can help you out, and they're adding new guests every week. Really excited about this, so come and check them out at b2bspeakers.co.nz and let their guests make your night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, well, that's me. And that's you.
That's me.
Righto.
Lovely. See you. Ka kite.
See you.
Then. See you.
Frank Podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.